The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hi, Diana.
Hey, Nate, what's going on?
Not too much. How are you?
I'm fucking tired, man. How are you?
It was a busy weekend.
Yeah, you were doing a lot. You traveled. You just got in, didn't you?
Yeah, I got in 90 minutes before we start recording this show, which will air in a week, so.
Yeah, so.
A little bit ahead of time.
Fast forward. I don't
know. Yeah, I was at a wedding in Pismo Beach.
Pismo wedding? Oh, that's romantic.
On the beach.
Oh, that's super romantic. Was it nice weather?
It was breezy and it was chilly, but.
Like sand flying everywhere and shit?
No, it wasn't that bad. It was what you would expect for. You know, an early April day in Pismo.
Aw, I love weddings. I can't wait till I get married. That's never going to happen, though. My parents told me they're, like, not... They're taking me out of their will unless I have a child.
Oh, okay.
Like, from... My mother's exact words were, it needs to come from your belly. So pick good genes. I had to explain to her the gay thing again. She wasn't sure. She said I could... She's like, well... You have plenty of time. You can change. I'm like, no, Mom, that's not how it works. And then she mentioned Jodie Foster. So thank you for coming out, Jodie Foster. Because now my mom realizes that gay people can have children. So thank you. I would like to personally thank Jodie Foster.
Well, I mean, yeah, and anybody can have children.
Yeah.
It's just how do you arrive at that situation is the challenge.
I will admit, though... Let's see, I turned 26 and, oh, fuck, I'm turning 26 soon. But from then, 4 years, if I do not have a partner, I will turn straight for a night, get pregnant, and have a kid so I can get some money.
Or,
I have no shame. You can put a price on my ovaries. It's fine.
Or you could go to a sperm bank or do something like that.
Well, that's hella money.
Well,
in this way, the guy can buy me drinks. Right?
Oh,
I'm saving.
I
make money out of this situation.
Okay, I see how it goes.
So, you know, got to stay on that hustle, man. Keeping it real.
You can put it on Craigslist. Maybe. Oh, eBay. Put it up for bids.
Oh.
Your chance to convert a lesbian.
When you put
this
it
is
that
your
way.
one shot.
But then one of my friends propositioned me last night. He's a good looking dude and he's really tall and he's white, and I was like, I think this is a good idea. And so I don't know, that might happen in 4 years, we'll see.
Yeah, okay. This came up, I saw this online the other day and I've been wanting to talk about it, so this opens the door perfectly for it. You know the Dove Real Beauty campaign where they have all of these women of different shapes and sizes, and it's like every woman is beautiful, and you just plopped out of nowhere, well, this guy's really good looking and he's tall. Do you have any idea how much discrimination that guys who are, and it's perfectly okay, no one will ever bat an eye if a woman goes, oh, I don't date guys who aren't 6 feet tall. No one will ever bat an eye at that. But if I were to say, you know what, I don't want to date a girl who doesn't at least have a C cup, everybody would be up my ass about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's okay. I mean, if
happens
you encounter
all the time,
then you need to hang out with cooler people, because like everyone has their preferences. Like,
sure,
you know, people will be like, I prefer. I mean, okay, maybe if you say I won't even look or consider a girl that doesn't have at least a C cup, then I'd be like, dude, like, what about personality? You know, like I would say something like that. But if you say I prefer, you have a preference, I don't think there's anything wrong with a preference. I think maybe if you say like someone's like, I don't know, everyone has their own definition of beauty regardless. And I see the double standard that you're talking about.
It's
I
a
do.
Huge double standard.
It is. I do. Maybe the only reason I emphasize the height personally is because being Asian, you know, we're typically short. I'm tall for an Asian female, especially. And I mean, I'm 5'6". Everyone thinks I'm 5'2" because apparently I slouch. But I mean, I'm 5'6". I'm pretty fucking tall.
Yeah.
So, and height's always one of those like coveted things in Asian culture. So that was like why I brought it. But I see your point.
Well, I find it really interesting that the two things that women tend to discriminate against men for are height and hair. The two things that as a guy you have zero control over, because you have no control over whether your hair falls out or not.
You guys have hair implants. Now, we have boob and butt implants. You can have hair implants. Come at me again, Nate. Let's do this. You get platforms. What do you want?
Oh yeah, that'll go over great. You want to talk about an awkward time? You're like, okay.
It was cool in the 70s or 60s. I don't fucking...
Sure.
No, I wasn't born
then. Just saying there's a double standard.
No, there is a complete double standard. I think it's because women have been... I think we're just trying to balance the game. Because when I think when people go on the extremes to balance stuff out. You know what I mean? Like, because we've been sexualized objects. We've been, sexualized for so long, right? As a culture, as a society overall. Mm-hmm. And then I think, like, sometimes... You know, it's kind of like reclaiming it in a sense. And then when guys try to say it was like, no, you have to appreciate our beauty for whatever. And like, yeah, a lot of guys out there, there's like a specific type of guy that's on TV. You mm-hmm. right? Like the model looking guy, clean cut and stuff like that. And then you'll have like the burly men and the bears. Or I don't know what you straight people call those guys. But
guys? We just call them guys.
Call them men.
That's right.
We call them boys. Call them men.
We're men. I'm just saying, not only is there a double standard, but that women just as bad as guys.
Oh no, we're pigs.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking
that's
a lesbian.
That's my point. My point is not, it's like, okay, well, you can't do this. And then they turn around and do the exact same thing.
They do. Yeah. They really do. I think, you know what? Maybe we should have just started Bitches Preach early. That was our Bitches Preach segment. Fucking double standards. And I feel for you guys. I really do. Because it's weird because like sometimes I'll talk about girls and I'm like, I get this look like you're a complete dick. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm a human being. I'm allowed to have preferences. Like, you know, I'm allowed to say things. Is it, would I not talk to another person? I think that's a wrong thing. Like
right.
with racism and like racism, racial. I say that I'm racial. Mm-hmm. I think I've talked about this several times before, but I'm racial. I acknowledge the differences. Will I not talk to a person because of their race or their ethnicity? No. But I will fucking stereotype the shit out of you.
There you go.
I don't know. Can I? Well, speaking of stereotypes and all that, I mean, I'm just gonna plug my show.
It's your This is your podcast.
Oh, yeah,
I can
do whatever the fuck I want. I'll drop the mic and walk off. No, don't do that. That'll break shit. So everyone in Sacramento area, Northern California area, especially if you have a car or carpool, whatever you want to do. Sacramento Punchline, April 23rd. It's a Wednesday, 8 p.m. Come out. Tickets are $15. Call Punchline at, it's a 916 area code, 925-5500, or you can go to Ticketmaster. I'm producing the show, so it's my baby. Like, this is why I've been so tired. I've been trying to make this the most epic show. It's called The Nines and Tens. It's essentially a gay showcase. I mean, we have... basically almost I'm trying to hit all the acronyms in the LGBTQ ABCDF whatever.
So there's gonna be 15 comedians.
Yes,
at
there's
least.
like 17. No, okay. There's let's see, there's me, Michael Pan, John Gamora. We're representing Sacktown Mactown. And then we got some big comics coming up: Justin Lucas, Natasha Muse, Yuri Kagan, Jessica Seely, and then we have another Sacramento treasure hosting. Her name is Anita Procedure. I don't know if you guys are in the drag scene. You've probably seen her around, but she's stunning. I'd tap that in an interesting way. But basically, yeah, come out. It's great, great. Going to be a great time. Basically, it's kind of just, you know, we're in California, we're in Sacramento, I get that. We do have a lot, gay comics have a presence in Sacramento. So I want to showcase that, but also bring in the bay, kind of like bring everyone together and just be like, you know, like gay people aren't always going to be the gays that you see on TV and stuff. Like we are going to be funny in a different way. And it's just a good time. And I guess I just wanted to show off that like you could be gay in Sac, because growing up in Sac, it was weird being gay here. So now that I'm older and I have comedy, it's kind of cool to show that off on that platform. So please come out Wednesday, April 23rd. Hit me up on Facebook. I'm trying to get some tickets on Gold Star, but they're not cooperating with me right now. So I'm being a little bitch and complaining. So, but please come out. It's cheaper if you call them because Ticketmaster has that service fee. But I think if you call,
or you can actually go. and pick them up there, right?
Yeah.
You can early. Go early and
yeah,
get them.
Yeah, go early so I don't feel like I have zero friends in this world.
Well, not just that, because the show could very easily sell out. You don't want to show up there and go, I want tickets for the gay show. And they're like, I'm sorry, it's sold out.
And you're yeah. Like, it's called the Nines and Tens, not the gay show. But yes, it's called the Nines and Tens.
Look, if you're showing up day of and you're trying to get tickets for a show, you're going to go, I want tickets for the gay show.
And that's not going to happen because I am going to pack this place out. Like, I am shamelessly promoting going out. So this show is going to be packed. That's so please get your tickets early. And I just want everyone to have a good time. And there is a 2-drink minimum. You don't have to purchase alcohol. I hate it when people like, you know, like the club needs to make money too. That's their policy. So like, and you're going to need at least 2 drinks anyways, because you'll be laughing and you're going to be parched. So just a heads up, it's going to be a great fucking time. If you don't know these comics, YouTube them. They're hilarious. So I hope to see y'all there.
Okay. Now let me ask this. If you were to have your dream audience breaking down percentage gay, percentage straight, mm-hmm. where would you like to see your audience
for
at?
This show?
Yeah.
I mean, personally, like for me, I would like more of a straight audience, because I think that, I mean, I like my gays, and if you're single and you're a lesbian, please come out. That was like my shit.
Might get a backstage pass.
Yeah, you know, talk to me after the show. A
little wink.
But I really think Jessica Seeley might be stealing all of them, so okay. Never mind. I would like to have like homophobic people in the audience.
Okay.
Because I want them to see like people.
So you want
people.
Me to come then?
Yes, no, please. You especially.
I'm horrifically homophobic. That's why I do 2 shows with you.
Yeah, and which is why he lets me in his house and we hang out, because he's so homophobic. Gay is contagious.
It is.
I'm trying to convert Nate. That's yes. why I agree to hang out.
That's right. I'm going to be a lesbian soon.
Someday.
Someday. Chow box like
you know,
a pro.
You know,
anyway.
You know where there's a lot of lesbians though?
Where
like
is that?
Supposedly stereotypically.
Yes.
Is the LPGA tour, mm-hmm. Women's Athletics. Did you see that little article about the magazine Golf Digest, what they pulled off?
Yes, with the not gay Paulina Gretzky.
With a very attractive Paulina. Good job, Dustin Johnson, who looks like he's high all the fucking time. Have you seen a picture of this dude?
Well, to be fair, she looks like she's high as well.
Does she really?
Yeah, even on the magazine cover. Either that or she's just always really tired.
Let's go with really tired.
I'm really tired of laying around and taking pictures of myself in my bikini and putting them on Twitter.
It's probably too much sun. You just get lazy when you're out tanning all day and doing nothing.
Yeah.
It must be nice having a rich daddy.
Well, she's a socialite. And
I wish I was her.
And engaged to a PGA golfer. And she is on the cover of Golf Digest this month, as you mentioned. And
because she's engaged. She doesn't even, I don't even know if she plays.
Well, she poses with a golf club, and she does that well.
I can pose with a lot of things. It doesn't mean I do that shit. I can pose with a strip pole, which I really do want to take pole dancing classes.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, she does that well because she takes the picture, and you just have the golf club in the car. I'm pretty sure the golf club was even photoshopped in.
I don't know. She's leaning on it seductively. Anyway, she's wearing a white bikini top and matching leggings, amongst other outfits, inside Golf Digest.
Which you can purchase, apparently. You can purchase the leggings that she's wearing. They're selling them, too. Not the exact one she's wearing, but the one.
Oh, well, you just turned off a lot of potential customers. There's a big market for those. Don't wash them. And the LPGA golfers are very upset about this.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's funny because this is why this story touched me.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's pretty. No, it's because I used to be a golfer. We all know this. I did the pro thing. Obviously, I was really successful at it, which is why I do stand up comedy. I was like, golf is too easy. I want something a little more financially secure. And so I still have a lot of friend golfers. Some of them are on LPGA. Some of them are on the Symetra Tour. So like they're all, a lot of pros. They're all like kind of upset about this too. They're all upset. And I feel kind of like a dick because I'm the only one that's like, I kind of see their point and I'm not hating.
Yeah, they're trying to sell magazines.
Yeah, and they're doing... okay, their argument, from what I understand from the article and also from people they'll say like, oh yeah, I get they're trying to sell magazines, but we have a lot of attractive, you know, fit female golfers here too, like blah blah. The ones that are attractive aren't that good. They're like not good enough. So like the number one player is MB Park, right? I don't know if she's seen her. Not knocking on her because she could be someone else's cup of tea, but she's not my cup of tea or several other people's cup of tea, which is why she's not in the magazine, but she's an amazing golfer. So, and then the ones that are really attractive, the ones that people are talking about that like, oh, they could be on the magazine to represent females golf. They're like, they're not that fucking good. Like they're not in the top 50. So why would they be on the cover? Like, I don't know. It makes more sense to have like, Golf Digest has like movie stars.
Right.
On their cover. So, like, no one knocked on them. Like, they don't really. Like, was Justin Timberlake on the cover?
Probably.
He should be. Yeah, I'm sure he was. I mean, he's an avid golfer, but, like, I don't understand what the problem is. Is like, your main argument is that there's plenty of attractive, fit females on tour. Yeah, but they're not good. So, that defeats the purpose.
That would actually be more insulting.
Right.
To take a pro golfer who is a lesser golfer on the tour and put her on the cover of Golf Digest ahead of somebody who is a much better female golfer just because she's prettier. I think that would be a bigger slap in the face.
Yeah, and then their whole thing is like, well, like, and I think it's like a weird stance they have to take. It's like, we're athletes, you know, don't be sexualalized. I mean, sex does sell. Like, I think female sports in general is kind of a weird place to be in regards to trying to market and like sell things or like sell your tour or sell whatever you're on and be famous. And that's why they don't make as much money as the men. It's ridiculous how much. Like, the number one golfer on the LPGA probably makes the same amount as, like, the guy that's ranked 100 and something on the PGA Tour. Like, that's the discrepancy. So, I mean,
there's
a different world.
There's more money there for the male tour. And it comes from advertising. It comes from viewership. So you can go, oh, well, it's not fair, but that it's what the consumers are watching.
Exactly. So my thing is, I kind of wish my golfer friends will listen to this because I want to see how much shit I get for even saying this. But if you can't bitch about it, if one, you don't have a personality, and if you are good enough, if you are attractive and you're on tour or whatever, you can't bitch because you need to get better because I still know the rankings, okay? Like, I might not be playing golf anymore. I'm still very familiar with the rankings. I see who's out there. And honestly, there's not a lot of people on tour with a personality that are, like, up on the higher epsilon of, like, female golfers because they really don't. I mean, golf is an individual sport. And
they spend all of their time practicing.
Yeah, and some of them don't even speak English. Like, who are they marketing? That's why it's so big in Asia.
Right.
So, like, I just didn't understand. I mean, I did get it, but I just, like, I didn't. And I'm going to get hate. You know what? I don't care. I do comedy now. I really don't give a shit. Sydney Michaels, I just sent you the link to that. Did you check out that picture?
I did.
And you know what's funny? I actually played golf with her in college.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bitch. And she's never going to listen to this. So I don't care. She wasn't very friendly to me at all. And I don't know if it's because she didn't think I was good enough, whatever. I really don't care. But she's, in my opinion, not that cute. Like, it's okay. So back in the day, we had this golfer, Natalie Gulbis.
Mm-hmm.
And they were comparing her to Anna Kournikova, who was that really hot tennis player.
Right, who also wasn't that great.
Wasn't that great, but she was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie Gulbis is not hot. But that was our level of attractiveness back then.
It's called hot for fill in the blank.
Yeah. That's the problem. It's like hot for and like, I don't know. Like, if you're not going to be cute, you better have a personality to make up for it. Like, that's my thing. Like, I just like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand ugly people with bad personalities.
They're allowed bad personalities.
I don't think they should be allowed. I think attractive people, I don't think anyone should have a bad personality, but I can see why attractive people do have, like, it's more common.
Yeah, I'm looking at other, see the picture you sent me that she took to be the spoof of the Golf Digest cover. It's not an attractive photo of her.
Okay, she is a prettier girl than that. Do I think she's attractive? Not really.
I'm looking at the photos. I would say that she's attractive. She's not unattractive, but I'm going by all of the photos I'm seeing here in front of me. She's not unattractive. I would say she is probably about an average looking woman.
She is average. She wears a lot of makeup.
So do a lot of other women.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't like her as a person.
Okay,
I probably should take that back. Because I've only interacted with her. Maybe she's a cool person outside of golf, and maybe she's just like one of those cool people that, like, she's one of those people, once you get to know them, they're cool.
Right.
Whatever. I don't know her personally that well. But she is one of, I don't think she's like top 20. Last time I checked, she wasn't top 20. So for her to be like, well, look, I'm here. Well, bitch, you're not up on the rankings either. Like, if you were to get picked, it's like, it's an insult too. Like, I don't know. I get what Golf Digest is trying to do. A socialite, though, like, you kind of pick someone a little cooler.
That is a terrible photo of her, too. And I'm looking at her Twitter right now.
Who, Cindy Michaels?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that is a bad photo. That was a bad photo.
It is a terrible photo of her face.
Yeah, I mean, she does have a nice body. Like, I mean, especially for a golfer, she does have a nice body. I'll give her that. But, yeah, that was a terrible photo. She should not have used that at all. That was... So, sweetie, whoever told you that was a good idea was bad.
Well, she might have been going for the comedic effect. So maybe not time for her to give up golf for comedy, but
oh
there you
God,
go.
I'm going to get my ass beat.
The funny thing is, on her Twitter, she was filming a commercial for Paradise Chevrolet Cadillac, local ad, and she took a picture of herself in the mirror wearing a blue turquoise type outfit, and she looks way better than she does in this weirdly posed thing. But just for comparison's sake, she has 3670 followers on Twitter. Let me just quickly check Paulina Gretzky. So 3670 to 296,000. Let's be very clear about why one person would be
actually
on the cover.
Check if MB Park is on Twitter and see how many she has. This is kind of interesting to me is just like the basically female sports, not just golf, but female sports in general.
Right.
Versus male sports. Like, it's just, yeah, I can kind of pinpoint it why, like, I personally like watching men's golf more than I do women's golf.
Right.
Unless I know who's on, like, playing on tour and stuff like that, I think it's a little interesting. But yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do with personality. I see more besides skill level. Honestly, some of the shots that those guys pull is just like sex and golf. But like, I see more, like, whether it be reaction or something that makes interesting. Like, that's what people watch sports for in general. It's like they want the competitiveness, the fire, and like the excitement, and like some type of personality. I just don't see that on tour a lot on right. LPGA. And
just for interest's sake here, so I googled Cindy Michaels and I clicked images, and at the top on Google they have other suggestions, and here are what they are: Jessica Korda swimsuit, Paula Creamer swimsuit.
Paula Creamer's not that cute either.
Hottest LPGA golfers: Kathleen Eakey.
I don't know. See, the ones that you're naming, they're not on, like, the top 25. Paula Creamer is. Paula Creamer,
yes.
She's a very good golfer. But I don't think she's that good. She has, like, that all-American, like, just, like, girl next door kind of look. I'll say she's pretty. She's a bitch, though.
And then Sage Erickson, who I don't even know if she's a golfer. Every photo is of her in like, surfing. And then there's some figure skater. So that's pretty much where that ends. Paula Creamer, really attractive for a golfer, is, you know, she's the hot golfer.
No, there's hotter golfers out there, but they're just not as good. That's right. What I'm trying to say. And like the ones that I don't think you could go running your mouth talking about media and all this bullshit when, one, you're either not good enough to be on the magazine, or two, you think you're good enough or hot enough and you're not. I respect Golf Digest's decision, and I'm kind of like backing it in a sense, because like, what else are you gonna do? They're bringing attention to the sport. You're at the point, like, women's sports is at the point right now, like, you got to scrape the bottom of the barrel and you got to take whatever brings people in, whatever the reasoning might be. It's like, if someone came to my show and they came to just hate on me, well, whatever, you're the one that spent money for the fucking show. So, like, it's kind of like there's no bad press at this point because you're so desperate for press.
And it's Golf Digest, not Ladies Golf Digest. It's Golf Digest.
Yeah, I think they try to have like a women's golf magazine that failed or yeah. is trying. I don't know.
But yeah, good. So good luck to all of you lady golfers. Just relish the fact that there's some publicity. People will be checking out your game.
I bet you Cindy Michaels probably got more followers out of this whole thing. Like hella people that commented.
She might get to 4,000 followers. That could happen. Just off of this podcast.
She might still. And then, you know, Paul and Gretzky probably got a couple thousand more. But, you know, everyone's a win-win in this situation.
It is a win-win situation. And that's going to do it for this Well-Hung podcast.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, don't forget, April 23rd, I promise not to be a jackass. If you come to the show, I'll be a lot nicer.
Where is it again?
Sacramento Punchline.
And that's in the How About Arden complex?
Yeah, with Nordstrom Rack is there where I used to work and enjoy. But yes, come hang out with me and other funny people and let's make it a good night. Night to remember. Dress up, dress classy. If you don't want to or can't, that's fine too. Just show up. You can show up in your... No, you can't show up in your birthday suit. I don't think they'll allow that.
Unless someone gave you like a suit and tie for your birthday. Then go ahead.
Justin Timberlake in suit and tie.
There you go.
Nines and tens. Look it up.
All right. That's it for this episode of the Well-Hung Podcast. Y'all have a great week, and we will see you next Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We raw. Time to go off. Gone. Deuces goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands. This is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go.